With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The credit rating agency Moody's has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. It says the problem is all kinds of rising interest rates and political polarization in Congress. It's keeping the top AAA credit rating for U.S. government debt, though. Fitch is not. It has lowered the AAA rating to AA+. Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. all the way back in 2011 because of similar problems. A large new study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduces the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in some patients. The international trial shows the weekly injections prevent heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. Wegovy is a high-dose version of the diabetes treatment Ozempic and has become popular with some celebrities. This is SRN News. Board members from Hollywood Actors Unions have voted to approve the deal with studios that ended their strike after nearly 4 months. Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television Radio Artists Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland made the announcement saying that 86% of the rank and file decided that it was a pretty good deal. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend by extending government funding for some agencies until January 19 and others till February 2nd. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more on that.
The approach is unusual for a stopgap spending bill. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Speaker Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays.
This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Elsewhere, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible curricula, too, for churches, individuals, and groups. They'll be on the road all this month. This is SRN News. Government agencies and nonprofits around the country have long been working to cut the number of homeless vets, and they're doing better.
According to a government count, the numbers of homeless veterans have gone down 55% over the past 13 years. Tony Kimbrough, the CEO of Veterans Empowerment Organization in Atlanta, says a factor in their success is offering so many other wraparound social services than just transitional housing to make residents feel at home.
It creates this environment where they can trust us. And so if they were to leave, they can pick up the phone and call us back and say, hey, I lost my house, or hey, I lost my job. There's no judgment in that.
The National Coalition for Homeless Veterans says while the numbers are improving, there are still more than 33,000 homeless vets in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
In Sudan, more than 800 people killed this weekend by paramilitary groups. This is SRN News.